From Spark and Anvil and Soundsphere, this is Lair in Chapter 1 of the Soundsphere cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
The door slid open with a soft whoosh, and Lair was already stacking sound. They stood at a wide table with a single note humming from a speaker, and they were building on top of it. Lair touched a dial, and a thin, high shimmer floated up above the note. They touched another, and a rounder hum settled underneath. Each new sound sat on the one before it, like sheets of colored glass held up to a window, until the plain note had turned warm and full and alive. Lair was a mantis shrimp kid, small, in a studio tunic freckled with paint and glitter. Their cream shell caught the light in little rainbows. Their many eyes blinked slowly, taking in everything at once, even the colors I couldn't see. "Oh, hello," Lair said, not looking up. Their voice was bright, a bit like tiny bells. "Don't move, I'm nearly finished." They slid one last shimmer onto the pile of sound. The room seemed to glow with it. "There, one plain note, and I dressed it until it sounded like a whole cello." I stared. "You just added sounds on top of a sound?" "Overtones," Lair said, finally turning their eyes on me. "Quiet little sounds that ride along above a big one. Stack them one way, you get a cello. Stack them another way, you get a kazoo. Same note underneath, different everything on top." They grinned. "Come here, I want to build one with you watching."
Lair had not always heard the extra sounds. "When I was little," they said, sliding two dials back to nothing so the note went plain again, "everyone told me a note was just a note, one sound, flat, like a dot on paper." They tilted their head. "But it never felt flat to me. When my grandmother sang, I heard her, yes, and I also heard 100 tiny things humming above her, little brights and little roughs, all riding on her voice at once." I leaned on the table. "That sounds like a lot to hear." "It was too much for a while," Lair admitted quietly. "I thought something in me was wrong because I couldn't hear a note as one thing the way everyone else seemed to." They touched a dial and let a single faint shimmer rise. Then an old sound keeper showed me a machine that draws sound as mountains. And there they were, my 100 tiny hums right on the screen. Not a mistake, just true. I'd been hearing the overtones the whole time. Their shell caught the light. That was the day I stopped trying to flatten what I heard. I started stacking it instead.
They pulled a machine forward, a fancy player with a big screen and rows of glowing knobs. Lair called it the timber tracker. "Watch what my ears do, but slower," they said. They lifted a toy violin and drew the bow across it. A clear, bright A rang out, and on the screen, a wiggly line jumped up. One tall peak, then a whole ridge of little bumps trailing off beside it. "The tall peak is the note you'd name," they said, tapping it. "The main sound. All the little bumps beside it are the overtones, riding along." They set the violin down and raised a silver flute. "Same note now. Watch the mountains, not the note." They played. The flute's A was softer, airier. A new line drew itself on the screen. The same tall peak, but the little bumps beside it were different. Some were taller, some had gone missing, and the whole ridge had a new shape. "Same pitch," Lair said, and their voice went hushed with delight. "Same tall peak, but the overtones stacked up differently. That's the only difference between a violin and a flute, how the little sounds pile on top of the big one."
Then Lair handed me the dials. "You build one," they said. "Start plain." I pressed a key, and a bare, thin note came out, lonely on the big screen. "Now add," they pointed at the first dial. I turned it, and a soft, round hum slid in underneath my note. I turned another, and a bright edge crept on top. "Careful, thin layers. Listen after each one," Lair said. "You're not turning it up. you're deciding what rides along. I added one more, and the note went suddenly warm, almost like a horn. Oh, I made that, I said. You did, Layer said. Now peel one off. I turned a dial back down. The warmth thinned, the horn drained out, and my note went reedy and strange. See? Take an overtone away, and you're holding a different instrument. Nothing about the main note ever moved. They watched my hands. Add another, quietly. I did, and the sound turned buzzy and metallic, like a small robot clearing its throat. I laughed out loud. Layer laughed too, their many eyes crinkling. That's it. That's the whole craft. Stack the little sounds, and the big sound becomes itself.
Later, when the machines were quiet, Layer set a plain note humming one last time and let me listen to it bare. People are like this too, they said softly, not stacking anything now, just letting the single note sit there. You and I can sing the very same note, but your voice piles its own overtones on top, and mine piles mine. Nobody else in the world stacks them exactly your way. I listened to the plain note, and I found I could almost hear the extra hums Layer heard, the little brights and ruffs waiting to ride along. I used to wish I sounded like everybody else, I said. Layer's shell went still and warm in the light. I used to wish I heard like everybody else, they said. Now I'm glad I don't. They looked at me with all their eyes, and something in my chest settled, quiet and steady, the way a room feels when the right sound finally fills it. There's a sound that's only yours, Layer said. Isn't it a good thing to be the only one who makes it? I didn't answer. I just sat with the plain note, feeling, for the first time, how much I liked being the exact shape of sound that I was.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Layer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.